Hello, welcome back to Conspiracy Theories with me, Joanna. And I almost said my last name there, Jikes. But yes, welcome back. Thank you for the support you guys have given me. You can now contact me on through email or through the Anchor app, which is where I'm located. But if you want to contact me through email, you can go ahead and do so through conspiracytheoryemail@gmail.com. Not conspiracy theories, but conspiracytheoryemail@gmail.com. So if you have a question, a suggestion, or anything of that matter, or just chat about a conspiracy theory, you can go ahead and email me. I would appreciate that very much. Thank you. So the last episode I made was, it was called MK Ultra, the government mind control. That one got a pretty good amount of play, so thank you for that. But someone, if you don't know this, you can basically, if you're on the Anchor app like I am, you can send me a message or reply to something that I said in my video and things like in my video, in my audio, like in my recording, in my episode. You can send me a message or something like that to reply to it. I get a very interesting one and I wanted to share with you guys. It's just someone's opinion on this. And in my episode, I asked what you guys thought the reason was. And this guy, Conspiracy and Mysteries Podcast, Creepy Cigar, I think that's his name. I'm not completely sure. You guys can go check him out. But he basically gave his input on it and what he thought. It's a very short segment that he sent. But I wanted to add it to a different podcast, like a separate episode on it, like extending from that idea. So I'm going to go ahead and add it, listen to it, and then I'll come back after that. So here we go.
Hey, what's going on? It's Rafi from Conspiracy Fears Mysteries Podcast. Now, every government has its reason, and the simple reason is for total control of anything. They want to dominate whatever it is that they do. That's the reason why they do it. Now, these experiments, I do believe, are very real. Okay, I was in the military for a while, and I've been overseas a lot, and I travel a lot overseas. Now, these experiments are definitely real. With the whole LSD and everything, they saw that they couldn't control it. Like, okay, we can't control this. Just let it be out in the street. You know, it's fine. Because if it's out in the street and the people are selling it, then the government has a reason to go create an agency to go get these guys, and it has a reason to go get money, more money from the people. It only makes sense.
So he basically states, you know, that, yeah, he agrees it's a real thing, and he's traveled overseas through the military. If you are listening, I will still send you a message separately from this, but if you are listening, and you have had weird experiences that you are able to talk about during the military, I was wondering if you'd be able to come on my podcast and maybe talk about it. I think that would be interesting to have like a little chat about that. But anyways, I think I don't know if I'm understanding correctly what you said, but how I viewed it is they went and did all, and they put out, like, let's say LSD and all those drugs out. Then once they were out there and the people were able to purchase them and do this, they were like, okay, maybe let's control this. I feel like they said that. Like they said, okay, maybe let's try to fix this, but not necessarily fix it because they knew what they were doing, but so that people would be like, okay, the government's trying to do something. When in reality, they were just testing what these drugs did to people and how they could use them to their advantage to switch people's minds and be able to control what they do. Because when they're in a state where they can't control their own selves, when they're on drugs, it gives me a few days ago, I was on Twitter. I'm 19. So obviously to me, I use social media, although it has those very negative sides to it. But I was using social media, I was on Twitter, and I came across a thread that was talking about how even now that from out of nowhere, people are lacing marijuana with things that could affect people more than what normal, regular marijuana would. I don't know much about drugs or about marijuana specifically, because I personally don't smoke. I don't do any of that. But yeah, I was seeing that people were experiencing differently things with marijuana as they did before. Now, of course, I know that there's different types of it, but it's like, if this could be still happening now, I think to an extent, like, I mean, Creepy Cigar said that he was in the army and military, and he was able to see the extent that we can go. And I think, I don't want to be like, okay, he's right. But I think we have to listen to someone that's been in, not to that extreme level of secrecy, but to an extent knows what the country or us as a country are capable of. So I think maybe we could still be doing that to things we don't even know about, farther even away from just drugs. It could be things in water. It could be things in other, in everything, really. So I think it's an interesting thought to keep. I didn't want to make this a long podcast or another whole section for it, but I wanted to make it, just add this message and see what you guys thought. Yeah, it's very scary, I think, to think about how this happened. And the government is so bluntly open about it, and they're like, yeah, we did it, so what? And now we don't know what 50 years from now or 20 years from now, heck, even 5 years from now, the government will say, oh, yeah, remember in 2016, remember in 2019, we were doing this to people. And, well, we effed up, but, yeah, we did it, so next. So I don't know. I think it's just very interesting to think about. But overall, yeah, thank you for the message. It was very good. I like your take on it. I kind of agree with it have similar thoughts to it. But yes, if you are listening and you if you want to come on my podcast, maybe we can chat about what you've seen or know. That would be very interesting. Anyway, yes, thank you everyone for tuning in. So yes, I recorded this very quickly, not because I just want to put out random content, but because I wanted to share this message with you guys. I do appreciate a lot what he sent in. But yeah, just to add to that, I think it's incredible how it happened. And then all of a sudden the government was like, oh yeah, we did this. And, but don't worry. We're going to F you up with a few things later on and you won't even know about it. Yeah. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening. And, I will be coming out with a new one probably today, tomorrow, whenever you see this, the new one will probably most likely be out. And yes, thank you for the support and everything. Once again, I don't want to take too much of your time, especially with such a short episode that doesn't have as much importance as a big one that you probably would want to listen to, or a long one. But okay, that sounds... yeah, anyways, have a very beautiful day. Thank you for coming in and listening to this small segment separated from the actual podcast. But thank you. Anyways, see you.